انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host Farah, and this is my show Music with Farah on 90s FM. Before we start, if you'd like to leave us a comment or suggest a song, drop us a call on +21 000 427 894. Tonight we're going to talk about the legends who started with a pop punk sound, transformed into gloomy gothic rock, and played around with the bright light of pop. This is The Cure. Now, before becoming The Cure, the founding members were school friends at the Notre Dame School in Crawley, England. Their first performance was in an end-of-year show in 1973, as the one-off band Obelisk. Soon after, the group evolved into a five-piece rock band called Malice, featuring Robert Smith, Michael Dempsey, Lawrence Tolhurst, Mark Chekanyaw, and Alan Hill. Although that lineup didn't stay long together, after Chekanyaw and two of the other members had left, Martin Creasy and Pearl Thompson joined the band. But with the rise of punk, the remaining members decided to change the band name to Easy Cure. That didn't last long though, since the name didn't fit the punk era, and so The Cure came to be. As The Cure, the band's debut was a raw, punchy, in-your-face punk sound. And that is exactly where our story starts, with a leaky faucet in a kitchen in Crawley in 1979. 16-year-old Robert Smith is sitting at the table in misery, hearing the faucet go drip, 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 waiting for the phone to ring. This one story kickstarted what would become part of The Cure's history. At the time, the band was fresh out the gate and hungry for more. As luck would have it, Chris Perry, the head of the newly formed Fiction Records, was working through his paperwork and was listening to the demos when the drip chorus of the song blared through, catching his attention. Perry liked it so much that he eventually signed the band, gave them a record deal, and even produced the song. Without further ado, here's a track that started it all, the short, grungy spark that would eventually catch the world's attention. Here is 10:15 Saturday Night. Now, our next track comes from the same album, their debut album, Three Imaginary Boys. But this time we descend into a subway, where the mood is much more tense and more atmospheric. This track is actually one of the shortest Cure tracks in their entire catalog, but it holds so much tension in those 2 minutes. And if you hear harmonica playing in the background, yes, it's none other than Robert Smith playing it. Although the song's history is dark and eerie, there are conflicting stories about what the song actually was. One interpretation was that the song was inspired by a subway underpass in Lauren Tolhurst's hometown of Horley, England. The other interpretation comes from Smith, who would tell listeners and friends that this song was inspired by someone he knew who had been murdered in a subway underpass. However, he did admit that this story was entirely fabricated and was used to unsettle his audience. And the song does exactly that. It's 2 minutes of absolute fear, following a woman on her own late at night and her journey home, sensing someone or something lurking on her way.
Midnight in the subway, she's on her way home. She tries hard not to run, but she feels she's not alone. Echoes of footsteps follow close behind, but she dare not turn around. Turn around. Turn around.
Now, after the release of Three Imaginary Boys, behind the scenes, Smith felt his overall input when it came to their debut album was dismissed. He was irked that he had no control over the production, song choices, running order, or even the album artwork, which was a collection of household items, a lamp, a fridge, and a vacuum, and it featured an almost cryptic-like design of adding pictograms instead of writing out the track names. Overall, after this experience, Smith made a rule that he would not record another album without having absolute creative control over the artwork and production. And by 1980, The Cure had undergone a musical transformation, leaving behind the pop-punk sound and entering the fog of melancholy. Smith had a very particular thin sound in mind for the album, 17 seconds, and he even went on to say that this album was the most personal record they'd ever done. So the group ventured into Morgan Studios with Mike Hedges, who'd previously worked as an engineer on Three Imaginary Boys. With a tight budget for their new album, Smith decided to fund the studio time directly from the royalties they collected from their debut album. They had a mere £2,000 to £3,000, and they recorded and mixed the album in 7 days, working grueling 16 to 17 hour days and sleeping on the studio floor just to complete the album. The track In Your House arrived on April 18, 1980 and was released by Fiction Records, perfectly capturing that melancholy doom on a foggy afternoon.
Thank you.
Now, our next track also comes from 17 Seconds and is The Cure's quintessential gloomy song, taking us right into the foggy, cold forest. Released as a single on April 8th, 1980, this track remains one of the most definitive songs of The Cure's gothic era. Co-produced by Mike Hedges and Robert Smith, this was The Cure's debut entry on the UK singles chart, peaking at number 21. The track needs no introduction. From the very first bass note, you'll know exactly where you are.
Thank you.
All right, and after the cold atmosphere of 17 seconds comes the balance between the sunshine and gloom. We're moving into the era of the great album The Head on the Door, which many considered the band's pivot. This is where the band started playing around between light and dark, realizing how similar the two sides are. In Between Days captures the balance, and Smith even wrote most of the lyrics for the song on this album during their tour in America in 1984. But this era had a looming question: how could they figure out and break into the US market? Well, that's where Elektra Records comes in, makes a distribution deal with Fiction Records, and In Between Days becomes the band's first hit chart in America on the Billboard Hot 100 at number 99. But do keep in mind that although the position was low, it still played a crucial part in the band's future hits, which we'll get into. For now, here's the beautiful In Between Days. Days was the balance with some light breaking through, then this next track is the sun in full force. We're still in the Head on the Door era, but this time the song tells a very sentimental romantic story. At this time, Smith put himself on a strict regimen in his flat in London to write for 15 days out of every month, and during that time, he developed the chord progression and instrumental melody for the song. While much of this record was made between southern France and the UK, the song inspiration came from a trip Smith took with his then-girlfriend and later wife, Mary Poole, to Beachy Head in southern England. Smith even considered this to be one of the band's strongest works, calling it the best pop song the band has ever done. And so here's the sunshine in a bottle, just like heaven. Alright, and that was the beautiful Just Like Heaven. We've seen the band move from the gloom to bright sunshine, but The Cure hits another turning point, this time with the album Disintegration. This album is where Smith wanted to see if The Cure was able to make a record that had real substance, and if they were able to express and share such deep feelings. This next track is a 7-minute track that has such a strong hold and swells up perfectly at the right time. It's like listening to a cinematic experience. Now, there are a few stories and interpretations behind how the story came to be. One interpretation was that Smith created the song after choosing to destroy all his personal photos. But the story that's usually correlated with the track is that after a fire broke loose in his home, the day after, he was going through the remains and he came across his wallet, which had a picture of his wife Mary, and so he decided to write the song. Although there are many interpretations of the story, the feeling is the same. It's a song that feels like it's grappling with grief and demands all the attention. Here is the unforgettably heartfelt Pictures of You.
Thank you.
stone white, so delicate, lost in the cold. You are always so lost in the dark. Remembering you, how you used to be. So drowned, you were angels, so much more than everything. Oh, for the last time, then slip away.
Just lived through 7 minutes of heartfelt memories of Pictures of You, but now we're going to step back in time to the album that bridged the balance of gloom and shine, The Head on the Door. This track actually started as a demo called Plastic Passion, which would become the track we know as A Night Like This. The lyrics are about lovers parting into a midnight void, while a frantic search never finds its conclusion. The song was released on August 30th, 1985, featuring the lineup of Smith on vocals, Simon Gallup on bass and saxophone, Pearl Thompson on guitar and keyboards, and Boris William on drums.
We'll be right back.
Next up, we are back to Disintegration with one of the most iconic tracks, This Is Love Song. The song actually became a huge success in the US, where it reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And in the UK, the single charted at number 18 and peaked within the top 20 in both Canada and Ireland. The song's story is as sweet as the name. Love Song is an open show of emotions, and it's not trying to be clever. Instead, it's a straightforward love song to Smith's wife, Mary. Smith actually gave a tape of this song to Mary as a wedding present, as the song is him representing the most upfront, true, frank, and honest thing he's ever sung. Here is Love Song. Next up is another pop song by The Cure. If you guessed something to do with the end of the week, you'd be right. This is Friday I'm in Love. So the story goes is that Smith was driving home on a Friday afternoon to enjoy his weekend, and he started to think of a great chord sequence, but he was 20 minutes away from the studio. Well, he turned that car around, drove back, and the band recorded the track that very night. The song is a throw your hands in the air and let's get happy type of song, according to Smith. Although funnily, during the writing process of the song, Smith had become convinced that he had stolen the chord progression from somewhere. He went into a state of paranoia where he called everyone he could think of and played them the song, until he realized that the melody was actually his own. It's a simple pop song written for the love of the weekend. Here is Friday, I'm in Love. For our last track of the night, we're going to jump right back into the early days of The Cure with one of their most well-known tracks. The Cure was a band that did it on their own way and created their own distinct sound with no restraints or boundaries. They're a band that has been able to fly into any genre and create songs that people come to know for many generations after. From the in-your-face punk sound to the gloomy gothic rock and to the sunny pop music, The Cure did it all. No matter the genre, the music is so memorable that even if you don't know the song but know the band and vice versa, you'll hear yourself recognize and sing along to the tune. And from the moment the first it plays, you'll know this one right away. This is a quintessential Cure song, Boys Don't Cry. This track was released in the UK as a standalone single on June 12, 1979. At its core, the lyrics tell a story of a man who has given up trying to regain the love he lost and is trying to disguise his true emotional state. The song also rings true for Smith, who was not encouraged to show emotion growing up. However, when he was younger, he couldn't help but express his emotions, and he never found it awkward. Since it's in his nature to go against being told not to do something, he took that up as a challenge. However you spin it, the song is about the strength to show emotion when the world tells you otherwise. So it's back to the basics and pop fun. I've been your host Farah with my show Music with Farah on 90s FM, and I'll see you at the same time and same place. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the music.